Sport Report for February by Andrew Colomossi. Hello again and welcome back to our monthly look at the sporting scene in and around Todmorden. And this time we start with some cricket news that will not make happy listening for followers of Walsden, one of our two Lancashire League clubs, along with neighbours Todmorden. For the club have learned that Umesh Karunaratne, who was all set to return in April for a ninth season as Walsden's professional, has been forced to withdraw because of a knee injury. Karunaratne, 33, has been the pro at Scots Street since 2014, when the club were members of the Central Lancashire League, which folded in 2016. He then played for Walsden in the Pennine League before they joined the Lancashire League 2 years later. He was a key member of the side that lifted the championship in 2018, scoring 624 runs and claiming 71 wickets in league matches, and has continued to play a leading role in Walsden's successful start to life in their new surroundings. Last season, he scored 911 runs at an average of 39 and took 84 wickets at 12 apiece in all matches, and throughout his stay, he has been a fine ambassador for the club on and off the field. He will be a hard act to follow. Meanwhile, Walsden have been drawn against Lancashire League rivals Darwin in the first round of the Lancashire Knockout Trophy, a competition featuring clubs from various leagues around Red Rose territory. Now to bowls, and a look ahead to the annual meeting of the Todmorden Bowls Association, which is due to take place at Todmorden Cricket Club on February the 22nd. And one of the main items on the agenda will be the association's plan to recruit new committee members and other helpers ahead of the 2022 season, which is due to start in April. We told you last month how members are raising money by providing drinks and cake to runners taking part in the weekly fun run round Centre Vale, but more ideas will always be welcome. So anyone interested in running special events and competitions or helping with club finances and publicity will be welcome to put forward their suggestions. It is worth noting that the club's annual rent for the four greens at Centre Vale increased by 30% in 2020 and a further 25% last year, with a balance of £1,000 due by September. Of course, the four greens are closed over the winter, but work has continued on keeping them in shape for the start of the new season, with over 12 tonnes of top dressing applied in October, followed by a spell of specialist lawn treatment. And literally millions of grass seeds have been spread across the greens in the hope of providing top-class surfaces for when the bowlers return in spring. Hopefully other park users have been playing their part too by keeping their dogs off the greens. Now to our runners, and news of a relatively easy start to the season for the 12 Todmorden Harriers who took part in the first event of the club's 2022 Road Championship campaign. Despite strong winds, the sun was shining as the Harriers made their way to St Anne's for a 10-mile run, 5 miles each way along the promenade. Unlike some of the courses they will be tackling in the coming months, there were no severe climbs to trouble the runners, who joined a strong field of athletes from all around the region. First back for the Harriers was Alex Whitten, who finished sixth in a time of 57 minutes. He was followed home around 5 minutes later by Dan Taylor, with Ben Blossie not far behind. Katie Samuelson finished 11th in the women's event. Meanwhile, four Harriers, Ed Highland, Fiona Lynch, Stuart Russell and Johnny Croston, braved dreadful conditions to complete the daunting Trigger Race, a 21-mile course starting in Marsden, near Huddersfield, and heading off towards Edale in Derbyshire. The event attracted 162 competitors, but 19 failed to finish and one had to be airlifted to hospital. So congratulations to the four Harriers who made it across the finish line. And finally, we can report that our scarecrow friend at Bridgeholme Cricket Club has returned from his winter break and taken up residence in the shelter on the riverside boundary. It looks a lot more comfortable than his previous perch on the edge of the cricket square, and affords a panoramic view should any of our feathered friends be tempted to invade the square.